In the second field of the meaning-centered model, we talk about movement. And it's important, again, to remember that meaning is made in part through action, and connection to meaning leads to action, leads to movement. And when I use the word action, I am talking about engagement. So action is something that is done both physically by a person, so they take an action, so they do something, they express something. But there's also this idea of an internal action that can be taken in relation to inner awareness and connection with emotion. Now, this movement arises spontaneously through connection to meaning. And meaning brings us energy, it brings us feeling, it brings us connection, it aligns us into a place of centeredness. And that centeredness has energy, and it has connection, and it has all the qualities that are associated usually with mindfulness, presence, and the desire to take some kind of action. And action can be pretty much anything. It can be anything that expresses the connection to meaning. On a very practical level, it could be deciding that you want to set up a project, that a person wants to actually reach out into the physical world and do something. So some people are drawn to, for instance, starting projects on helping certain groups of people or solving some kinds of problems or expressing certain kinds of universal truths through different kinds of mediums. So, for instance, painting, sculpture, art, creative expression, books, writing, starting businesses, being an entrepreneur, employing people, traveling around the world. There's pretty much an endless list that we could make. Whatever happens, once meaning is, the process of meaning making is focused into life. So action is needed for there to be a further revelation of meaning. It is through the fulfillment of the desire or the impetus for movement that further revelation about meaning is acquired by the person. So meaning making is not just done in the chair, if you like, in the conversation between people. Talking about meaning is an aspect of the process of meaning making. It is not the totality of meaning making. So meaning making and the expression of meaning is something that becomes an outward manifestation, movement, action, and through that is revealed more illumination about the meaning or the person's experience of meaning. In the same way, of course, a meaning-centered person's actions are driven by meaning. So there's a constant revolving between the meaning and the action and the meaning. And the process of inquiry that we talked about in the previous recording is how the next two fields are developed by the person, the fields 3 and 4, which is the knowledge and then the integration. So I'm going to, in the next recording, we're going to talk about the third field.